Nothing's new. Just got my workout in, so I feel good. Watched the film today. That was good to get the corrections done. Now we're moving on, man. That's how quick it goes, man. Just in one day, we flip like that.
You expect to play last game?
You know, I'm not sure. That's up to coach. I will prepare until they say no or until they say yes. It doesn't matter to me. I'll prepare like I am. Because if I do, I need to be ready. And if I don't play, I need to be there for Matt and Connor. I need there to be another set of eyes, someone to help, because that's exactly what I would want. So I'll prepare as if I am.
For as much good as there was out of that last game, I'm guessing you probably spent a lot of time thinking about the one road to five. That you
yes, that's it. Yeah, you know me, man. It doesn't matter how good the game was and how well we moved the ball. I'm always going to dwell on, what I did wrong because I want to fix it, that's just the way that I am, and that's what's gotten me here so far, and that's hopefully what will keep me here.
One of the big questions entering the season is who's going to back up Latavius, and it kind of seems like they have potentially two rookies that could complement him very well. What are your thoughts on DeAndre and Jalen?
I think that they've done a great job. Obviously Latavius is proven. He's our guy. He's our starter. He's the one that's going to get all the carries, but at the same time, him and I have talked. I said, man, you can't take every carry. That's crazy, And if I was in his shoes, I'd be the same way, though. You want the ball every time. And I told him, I said, you gotta take a deep breath sometimes. And especially in this league, the hits that those running backs take, that's going to be one of the hardest positions to play in all sports, is running back in the NFL. It's ridiculous because, you got to do that. And at the same time, you got to pick up blitzes. You got to be smart and pick up protections. And that's what he does. And so that's where those young guys are learning. That's the only thing where young guys maybe takes them a little bit longer is in protection. They've come a long way, from when they got here. So, I'm sure by week one, week two, they'll be fine with protections and all that, especially with the way Bernie and Coach Tice work with them. They'll be good. But running the ball wise, like I said, like I thought, after post game, I say the same thing after watching the film. They weren't anxious. They weren't nervous. They went in there. They put their face in there. And broke a lot of tackles against guys that are bigger than them, and that's good to see.
And those two are completely different backs than Latavius, obviously.
Yeah.
Coach compared them to MJD because of their stature, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I remember a guy that my brother played with, Dominic Davis, from LSU. He was my brother's running back in Houston. That's who DeAndre reminds me of a lot, Jalen reminds me of a shifty type, like the Barry Sanders type, not Barry Sanders himself, but, that kind of type, he can jump side to side, see holes, you're like, you didn't. If you pause the tape, you're like, "There's no way you see that." And then all of a sudden, he makes something out of nothing. So they're completely different. But that's good to have, because teams got to get ready for all of that.
How good can Latavius be? What's the next step for him?
Man, I'm not sure exactly what Bernie tells him, he needs to do or anything like that. But just from being with him and watching him, I think he can be, one of the best ones in the league because he has the size, obviously. You see him walk around, you're like, that guy plays running back. The first day I got here, I was like, there's no way that guy's a running back, And sure enough, he was. And he has the home run speed that we've all seen. Now it's just getting more reps. The end game reps are, those are, how do you say, you can't put a number on that. You can't put a price on that because the experience you see of hitting the hole with live reps and the vision and all that, he's only going to get better with every carry he gets, as he's shown, the more carries that he's gotten a better feel for the game, and he's done great. So I think he can be one of the best in the league, and not only just because of the way he runs, but he doesn't miss protections. He sticks his face in there and keeps me clean, and that's, I guess the most important job a running back has, right? You got to protect a quarterback, so.
You talked a little bit after the game about the rhythm on the deep passes.
Yes.
The repetitions. Is that just something that takes time in terms of knowing their speed, knowing where to get them the ball and that thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We think back to my rookie year, all the questions were, why didn't we throw it deep? Why? And when you did, why'd you throw it out of bounds? I was like, man, I'm trying, it takes a lot of reps. It takes a lot of practice to get those kind of timing throws down. I've had guys in the NFL that I talk to that ask me questions about deep balls, and it's, these guys have been playing football their whole lives, and we all bounce questions because it's something different that we need to work on. And, it's just one of those things that we've put a lot of time into and, reps at, and that's the only way you get guys' speed down. Crab likes the ball a certain way. Coop, like I said, Coop, Dre, they all want it a different place. So, you know, learning all those things and then having to do it, two different things. So it's just a lot of reps, and that's what, you know, training camp and the whole offseason was for. So it was nice to have actually an offseason this year.
Derek, the national anthem has pretty much become a national story in the last couple of days with what Colin did. What are your views on that? And you, did you ever run a cross paths with Colin in Central Valley very much? I know your high schools didn't play each other. But
yeah, no, actually this past offseason I texted Colin. He called me back. You know, we talked. Colin's a great guy to me. You know, he's been a great guy to me. You know, and that's the only way that I can, you know, base it off of is, to me, he's been awesome, man. You know, nothing but, you know, genuine and nice and kind, you know, very, you know, very friendly to me. And, you know, my whole stance on it, man, is, you know, obviously we all have the, you know, the freedom to do as we choose, you know, and that's just the way that he's choosing to do certain things. You know, for me, you know, I've had some, you know, family that were in the military and things like that. And, you know, I'll always stand to just respect it. You know, but if he wants to do it a certain way, I mean, he has that right to choose what he wants to do, whether people agree or not. You know, that's, you know, he doesn't care. You know, he's standing up for something he believes in. But for me, I'll stand. You know, I'll stand when it goes.
You asked a few times about Johnny Holton. What are your thoughts on KJ Brent? What's your impression of him so far?
Yeah, he really impressed me the first day I saw him. His route running ability was really good. You know, coming in as an undrafted guy, you know, you never know. You know what the story was, or he shows up and runs his first route. I was like, how did that guy, you know, go undrafted? You know, at least not get picked up late. And you know, you see the route running. He's really good with the ball in the air, as we, you know, I've seen in practice a whole bunch of times. But we saw, you know, Matt threw him the deep, you know, little out route, and he went up and made a great play. You know, with the ball above his helmet, and you know, to see those kind of things, you know, in a game situation shows that that's who he really is, because that's what he does out here in practice all the time. And so he runs great routes, make plays like that. You know, he's fighting for a spot, man. You know, I think he's doing a great job. You know, it'll be interesting to see how this final game goes.